Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Don't you remember what your mama told you about girls?
I remember, mama.
There was someone else at Lawson's Creek this morning.
Really?
We looked for coffins together. Her name's Vicky.
I don't ever want you associating with little girls.
Why not, mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Almost forgot to turn on the microphone again. My name is Will Koontz. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Good to talk with you again. Oh, my goodness. How you feeling? I'm not feeling good. I'm recording this. It's Thursday now. What is that, the 29th of November I'm recording this? I feel hungover. It was my birthday last Sunday. And I figured I didn't know what to do. You know, my friends were asking, what are you going to do? You want to do something? I don't know. And so I decided to just drink alcohol, which is fun. But boy, the effects can last much longer than they used to. It ruined the week for me. It totally devastated my life. For the week, it was a lot of, I drank a lot to excess because, I don't know, I just felt like I should because it was celebrating and I should do that. I mean, I had a great time. We, you know, did the pool during the day and then continued it on. Went to that Pacific Counter place in downtown. Dude, that place is awesome. It's poke bowls and sushi burritos and stuff. I'm really looking forward to the online completion of the online ordering, though, because the kids that work behind there, they're super nice, but they're all stoned, and then it's just awkward talking to them now, because they're just like, oh, Lotus chips, nice, man, nice. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have some Lotus chips in my poke bowl there. You don't have to comment on everything I get, but yeah, so I can't wait to just get in there, pick it up, and bring it back. But that place is really good. And then we decided I didn't want to end the night yet. It was eight p.m. And it felt like, now that the time changes, it feels like it's way later, but it's not. So I was like, let's go have a bourbon, maybe a nice nightcap at 8 p.m. I left the bar about 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there. They had free pool at the bar, you know. We played some pool and stayed out, and the bud started dropping off one by one because they're responsible and it's not their birthday. So they have to go to work tomorrow, and I did too. But I decided, I'll just be hungover in the morning. And holy moly, it just decimated. I woke up in the morning and said, I don't think I can go to work today. This just isn't going to happen. So luckily, my day job is so freaking cool with that stuff. And I texted my boss and I was like, look, I'm sorry to do this to you, man, on short notice like this, but I just don't feel well. I don't think I can make it in. And he didn't answer me. And I was like, well, you know, we'll see what happens. So I went back to bed and then got up a few hours later and I had to get something in my stomach, so I went and got a sandwich and stopped by work for a little bit, and they were making fun of me for being hungover. Stayed for about an hour, maybe 2 hours, and then just went back home and got rid of the day. But totally leveled my week. You know, when you get to a, you get in such a routine, like I usually cook on Mondays and meal prep for the week, and you know, I got stuff to do during the week, so I don't have time for this. Go to the grocery store, do all that stuff I don't want to do on Monday just to get it over with, and then I'm, you know, free sailing the rest of the week. But holy crap, did that just ruin everything. And yeah, so I don't know. I just can't recover like I used to. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. It is open. HMBRadio.com is online 24/7. Go check that out. If you have not, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your pods. It should be there. Tell a friend about it. Word of mouth is the best form of advertising. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to do so. If you want some stickers, I would love to send you some. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@RadioSt.Pete. That's radio, STPETE.com. And follow them, too, on social media and stuff, Radio St. Pete. And you can get their app in the App Store, all that good stuff. On Twitter, you can find me at @home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram and HMB Radio, all one word, on Facebook. So, yeah, I want to hear your hungover stories with working or embarrassing things that have happened to you. 813-693-2124. Leave a voice message there. You can leave a voice record, too. And just, you know, send it to me in an email and an MP3 or something. I want to hear them because I have a feeling there's probably some good ones out there. The older we get, it's just not as fun as it used to. Oh, it's fun, but it's definitely paying the price the next day. That's for damn sure. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvy Salon and Spa. I wanted to get the email because Chrissy has a holiday party every year, and I think she just lets anybody show up that they want to. It's going to be at Avid Brewery on December 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. Let's see. It's a client appreciation party. They're going to be having food and wine, and they will have 10% off of all gift certificates and 10% off of all products that you take home that night and 20% of all pre-ordered products. For every $10 you spend, you will receive a raffle ticket to win awesome prizes that include products, flat irons, and more. The first 10 people to arrive will receive an incentive product prize. So go check them out at Avid Brewery. Where is that? Chrissy, you didn't put that in the email. All right, I got to look this up for you now. Avid Brewery, somewhere in downtown St. Pete. Let's see. I mean, I understand that people could just look it up themselves. We have computers in our pockets, but it is located at 1745 First Avenue North. So go to the holiday party and make an appointment online with Chrissy at truvysalonandspa.com. And, of course, Homemade Podcasts, which is my media consulting company. If you've ever been interested in podcasting, don't know how to go about it, don't know how to start, whether it's hardware, software, RSS feeds, any of that good stuff, I can help you. Just go to homemadepodcasts.com and check out the contact page. You can get a hold of me, and we will work out some arrangement. If you're an individual or a business that wants to reach new and existing clientele, why not try podcasts? It is one of the fastest growing mediums in the world. And I know how to do it because I'm speaking to you through that medium currently, right now. Yes, homemadepodcast.com.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSt.Pete.com.
Ah, if you're a Tampa Bay sports fan, you know how, well, difficult it can be. But out of 419 U.S. cities categorized on population size, Tampa ranks a measly 29th. That's according to yet another Wallet Hub study released on Wednesday. The only other Florida city to rank higher on an overall table was Miami at number 13, and the next closest was Orlando at 32. St. Pete ranked at 218 overall, but saw a higher position at number 56. When sorted into other mid-sized cities. In deciding how to rank these sports cities, Wallet Hub combined the results from previous rankings based on football, Tampa was 26, hockey, Tampa was 16, baseball, St. Pete was number 14, soccer, at St. Pete at 41 and Tampa at 98, and basketball, which is at number 270. We don't have a basketball team. What are we supposed to do? Each category was assigned a weight corresponding with the total percentage of adults in the U.S. who claim to follow that particular sport. Because some adults claim to be fans of more than one sport, the sum of all the weights is greater than 100%. The study did not specifically say whether it considered how many fair weather fans existed in those cities. In explaining what makes a good sports city, George Solomon said that passion, history, and winning teams are what matters. Philadelphia, very passionate for his teams, even for losing teams. Some fans can be very rough, Solomon, the director of the Shirley Povich Center for Sports and Journalism at the University of Maryland, said, Philadelphia threw snowballs at Santa Claus, or was it batteries? Because I got in a fight with somebody about this the other, not a fight, but a verbal sparring match. I thought it was batteries. Didn't they give away like Walkmans or something at the stadium, and then they took the batteries out of the Walkman and threw it at Santa Claus? Or was that something else? 813-693-2124. And they are the only ones with a jail at Lincoln Financial Field in the country. So, yeah, Philadelphia, I would say, is passionate. Let's see. Particularly with baseball and basketball and hockey, he added. Solomon also brought up a sore subject for Tampa Bay fans. Boston. That's right. Fans have been in love with the Red Sox since 1967. The Celtics dominated in the 1960s, a hockey town, and plenty excited over the Patriots' success. And that's the worst part, is that Boston comes in at number one on the list. It's hard to argue that, though. They got great teams. The Patriots, the Bruins, the Celtics, you know, the Red Sox. You know, I mean, it's hard to argue. Who do you think is the best sports city in the country, if not Boston? 813-693-2124. But this may make you feel a little bit better, because Wallet Hub has named Tampa the number 16 sinful city in Florida. Number 7 was Miami, and Orlando at number 10. We even got beaten there. St. Pete, though, comes in at number 72. The least sinful city in the study, South Burlington, Vermont, mainly because there aren't people there. To determine the most sinful cities in America, Wallet Hub said it compared 182 cities, including the 150 most populated U.S. cities, plus at least two of the most populated cities in each state. That doesn't sound right. Across 7 key dimensions: anger, hatred, jealousy, excess, and vices like greed, lust, vanity, and laziness. I don't understand how they come up with those things. Would people just rank themselves or something? Tampa overall vice index came in at 47.44 and ranked highest, number 9 in the lust metric, probably having to do with being the strip club capital of the United States, at least. Let's see. Most attractive Tinder users and the city's teen birth rate also kept it up there with the lust. The lust metric tracked adult entertainment establishments per capita, and Tampa is tied with Vegas, Portland, and Atlanta for first. St. Pete came in at 38.37, ranked highest in jealousy, that metric, beauty tanning salons per capita, I guess, are high here in Google searches for top 5 plastic surgeries. So we're not good at sports, but at least we're fun. I think everybody can agree on that.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
This week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program heard weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, locally here in Tampa Bay, at TheBoneOnline.com. We have an app you can download, 102.5 The Bone, in the Google Play or iTunes stores. This week, we talked about... Oh, then that's a show that I co-host with Donna Hummel, by the way. And this week, we talked about gay stuff. Sure, why not? It started as a story about this pop star who always got accused of being gay. He's like, I'm not gay. And then it just kind of went down the rabbit hole with... and other holes, if you know what I mean. And we just, you know, chatted about that. So enjoy this clip from Stay Woke, heard weeknights at midnight on 102.5 The Bone.
Do you know who Shawn Mendes is?
I don't. I have no idea who this person is.
He's a Canadian singer. He's pretty young. And he constantly gets accused, I guess accused is the right word, of being gay.
Mm.
He's not gay, though.
Mm.
No, but he gives
off. Sure?
Well, that's what he said. I mean, I don't know what he does in his free time, but he says he's not gay. It says here, the 20-year-old Canadian star emphasizes heterosexuality in Rolling Stone's December issue and discussed the constant stress he feels living his life in the spotlight. Quote, I'd like to say I don't care about it, but that's not true, he said before adding, this massive, massive thing for the last 5 years about me being gay. I want to hear from people who are straight, but they are constantly accused or thought of as being gay. Because I know some people, I guess you would call them like metrosexuals, right? Men who are very well manicured. They dress very well. Maybe they're a little too good looking to the point where you're like, all right, you are so good looking. You probably like dudes. Probably
you appreciate men so much that you make a real effort to be a pretty one.
Yeah, and I mean, so this is what Shawn Mendes looks like. I don't know if you can kind of see that. Oh, just knocked over Santa.
Oh, man. Oh, he looks like a normal kid.
Yeah, but he does have very metrosexual kind of vibes, and he is slightly effeminate, but very good looking, and women like him. I don't know if I want to say women.
Is there audio of him?
Of him singing?
Yeah. Or no, just talking. I kind of want to get the cadence of his voice.
Yeah, I could try to find a Shawn Mendes interview, but I do want to hear from people who are constantly accused of being gay when they're not. And I was thinking, you know, that would be horrible, but not horrible, but I'm saying it would be horrible in terms of like you trying to pick up women. But I honestly think it would be like a sneaker male tactic. You know, like you're good looking, you're well-dressed, you're well-manicured, you're attractive. You kind of give off a little gay vibe, but you're very non-threatening. Women yeah. feel like they can open up to you. And then you're like, oh, by the way, I smashed the pee.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, awesome, that's perfect. Let's get it on.
I'm into that, so let's do that. Yeah, it seems like that would be... It could almost be, like, devious, though, if you think about it. Like, if you got to that point, and then you could just say, I've never been with a girl before, and just lie to them.
Mm, oh, like, you're turning me?
Yeah, maybe you turned me.
Interesting.
Yeah,
all right, well, here's a little bit of an interview. You let me know what his voice sounds like to you. Okay, in 3, 2, how about 1? No.
Oh. From British GQ. My blood, which is more rock influenced, and then you go to Lost in Japan, which is on the other side of the map in like an R&B sense. I really just, my thing was to make good music and to not worry about the style. And that's kind of how the whole album feels.
And you've spoken before about wanting to make like anthems, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was playing in England, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, his mannerisms, super gay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because he sounds pretty normal. I kind of expected maybe a little more twang in his voice or something. You know?
No, he could just be like, you know, Canadian or something like that. Yeah, they tend to be more soft-spoken folks, but...
Kings of Leon was headlining a festival, and I was able to go on stage behind them. There's actually this hilarious video that if you guys find, it's like me on stage, like air guitaring behind Kings of Leon. And I was, they played Sex on Fire and You Somebody. And I was just completely blown away by this anthemic electric guitar. Big
anthemic. Super gay.
That's a great word.
Super gay. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I got mistaken for being a lesbian a few times, but it has been only and exclusively when I've been wearing flannel.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of like, you know, I dress kind of gross sometimes. So not that lesbians dress gross, but, you know, they dress kind of gross.
Well, they dress, butch ones do. You know, yeah, butch, right. They dress like me, you know, with sweaters and sweatpants and sneaks.
This is your standard, like, butch lesbian, all right? You got the spiky hair. They're wearing gel.
Yeah.
Gel. Okay, we're working our way down.
Hair, right?
Huh?
Short hair.
Oh, yeah, spiked.
Yeah.
Spiked hair. Yeah. And then they have, like, the sunglasses, but it has like the band around.
Yep.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay.
A headband. Band
around.
Thing.
And then an oversized t-shirt.
Mm. Not always. Maybe like a polo, I was thinking.
If they're dressed up, but if they're just going to Walmart, it's just an oversized t-shirt. And then they wear like khaki shorts.
Cargos.
There you go. Cargos. That's right.
Yeah.
And then they wear like the ankle high socks with Reeboks.
Or Skechers.
A Skechers.
Yeah.
And then you have to, this is important. You have to have an ankle tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
gross.
That's
absolutely correct.
Sorry, if that's you. All right. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
I'm sorry, who?
You're on Stay Woke. Who are you, sir?
Oh, Jesus. I didn't know I was going straight to it.
Yeah.
This is Eric.
What's up, Eric? Do you get accused of being gay?
Yeah, I'm in Tampa and everything. Yeah, plenty of times. I've got, I'm like half white, half Filipino.
Okay.
And the eyelashes are...
on point.
Further than my skull. All
right. So you're like Snuffleupagus over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're pretty long and everything. And just growing up, you just get accused of wearing eyeliner.
Mascara.
And,
mm-hmm.
Mascara and such.
All right.
And so it's, yeah, it goes on and on.
And so you've never experimented with a guy. You have no homosexual tendencies or desires.
It's 2018. It's at that point where it's just like, all right.
Okay. It means he's a gay guy.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not gay and everything. But at the same time, $20 is $20 at times.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
So wait,
you've hooked up with a guy. Because this is interesting. Because I was thinking about this the other day. How? Hold on a second. Let me just tell you my theory here. Because if a guy hooks up with a guy, right?
Mm.
They're a gay mm-hmm. guy. But if a lady... you know, in college or whatever, mm. like hooks up with chicks, that doesn't mean that she's
no.
bisexual or lesbian or anything.
No.
Their sexuality is more
break.
Malleable than guys. Like, even if you know, do something, you're gay.
I wouldn't say the sexuality is more malleable. I would say that it's more of a commitment, a public commitment. If you hook up with a dude, like, you really have some inclination for men, but for women, they know that they can make out with women and that no one is going to think that they're gay. I've seen plenty of girls make out.
That's my point. Why?
That's just a social standard, man. I don't have an answer for you.
The thing is that if you're going out with other people and such a group of people and you're drinking quite a bit and all, and then some Abercrombie and Fitch 10 comes up to you
okay,
and
gay.
Buys you a drink mm. and you even say, hey, not really into the other P, you know, one thing leads to another and such. And you're just like, all right, let's try something out.
Okay.
You know?
See, I've never had that inclination ever. I've thought about it. I don't want to cheat myself. I'm selfish. So if I was maybe into something, I would give it a try.
Right.
Same thing with foods. I always try food.
Right.
Even if I think I might not like it because I'm selfish and I want to eat whatever's good. Mm-hmm. But I've put myself... Right, but yeah. I put myself in
Wait,
my mind.
Like three times.
But I put myself in my mind in a place where maybe get gay with a guy just to see
sure.
what it feel like in your mind, just to see if you'd be into it. And I can't. It just doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being in that situation.
And going back to what you said about why it would be more socially acceptable for a woman to hook up with another woman without fear of being considered a lesbian, we did a bit on this months ago, and I remember we were playing an interview, and this woman, who I believe was a professor at USF, said that manhood is something that's very hard to earn and easy to lose. And so that's why I would assume, where with femininity and being a woman, like, no one's doubting your femininity if you hook up with it's like almost irrelevant. It doesn't matter. No one's gonna think you're less of a woman if you kiss another woman. But if you're a man and you kiss another man, like, that's gonna severely drop your quote-unquote manhood status. It's very easy to lose, and that's why men are very sensitive to it. And I remember that interview where the professor, when she was in college, she was asking her male friend if she thought this other guy was like, she was saying, oh, you know, Dan's a good looking dude, right? And he's like, I don't know, I'm not attracted to men. And she was like, but surely you have eyes, you can see that this is an attractive person.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, I don't know, I have no clue, I can't see.
Yeah, that's
so,
that's him just being insecure.
Sure.
The back of heads all start looking the same.
Okay. All right. Jesus okay. Christ. You are flaming homosexual shit,
yeah,
sir.
Throw that in there.
And that's totally that's totally fine with us. We have no problems with you. But yeah, I don't know if you were the caller we were looking for.
Hold on a second. For this guy, do you think that maybe that people saying that you're gay kind of drove you in that direction just because you were told it so many times? You're like, oh, maybe I am gay. Maybe I'll give it a try.
No, it's just one of those things where it's just.
You were gay,
I'm in
and people could tell.
Right now no, I just think that people, it's just, life is too short. I mean, with all.
We're done. We're done. Thank you for the phone call, sir. Wow, that was a reflex is like a cat right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was good, honey.
Yeah, thank you. I was, oh, God.
I wonder, though, if that's the case, because there was always kids that you went to school with that you knew that you just had an inclination, even from elementary school, middle school, if they might end up being gay,
yeah.
You know? And I wonder if just them being bullied because they were constantly tortured with this, a lot of kids I went, or a handful of kids, I know a few, but they ended up being gay. Like, there's kids that were made fun of for being gay ended up being gay.
Well, I just think that other people can tell because they were giving off signals of being gay. You know, they didn't know how to be anything else other than gay, and they're in drama, and they're being flamboyant, and it was just pretty obvious. I feel like, I don't think you get pushed into something like that. I feel like, if anything, if you get a tiny inclination, and they're probably suppressing a lot of it, yeah. Is what I would be thinking.
Yeah, I wonder, because there was this kid I went to school with, and he ended up, you know, I lost contact with him after high school, but he was tormented, and he was kind of a chubby kid and everything.
Shame.
And I saw him on Facebook a couple years ago. He's a freaking 10 now, and he's a model in Miami and New York and stuff.
He's gay?
And he's a gay guy, yeah. But, everybody knew it, but I think once he just accepted it, like, all this tension just released, and he just blossomed into this magical man that he
yeah.
is now.
I always have a lot of sympathy for that process of coming out of the closet, because, I mean, I'm really lucky. Like, my parents are very accepting, and I told you my parents thought I was a lesbian mm-hmm. when I was younger because mm-hmm. I would only dress in boys' clothes. And if you hadn't heard, my dad had asked my mother, like, do you think that Anna is gay? And this was probably when I was like 11 or so. And this is my dad telling me as an adolescent, like, you know, I thought you were gay. I talked to mom about it. And I said, well, what did mom say? And apparently my mother was like, we're going to love her no matter what. So both parents were kind of under, you know, the understanding that it was a possibility. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a possibility. And I definitely like dressing like a boy. I remember I would do like tap classes, and I was in a dance, and we would do like partnered boy and girl, but it was 10 girls. So half the girls had to be boys, and they weren't happy about it, but I was ecstatic. I was so excited that I didn't have to dress in a little, it was like a 50s dance. Like, I remember I didn't have to dress in a poodle dress or anything like that. I could just wear like a suit. I was super stoked about it. Yeah, so my parents definitely thought I was a lesbian, but I just kind of grew out of my tomboy stage.
Did they confront you with this as a teenager when they thought, or they just let it be and tell you later on, like, oh, we thought you were a lesbian?
Yeah, this was later. So they thought that I was like a lesbian around like 10 or 11. They were getting hints, and then they later told me when I was 16 or 17, oh, by the way, we thought you were totally gay when you were younger. Mm. So, you know, that's what we were bracing ourselves for. Not that they would think it was a problem. I have very progressive parents, you know, and not like snowflake liberal parents, but like, listen, everybody just be happy. We, you know, as long as you're not hurting anybody and you're happy. It was very warm environment growing up. It was great. But I do have a lot of sympathy for people coming out of the closet, because even if your parents are really accepting, you know, your peers may not be. And some people do not come from very supportive families with alternative lifestyles, so that must be even harder. I know a lot of people. There was this guy who was like the gayest guy I've ever met, came from a very Republican, conservative household, and all he wanted to do was, you know, play Disney songs and watch Glee all day. And he was able to come out of the closet when he was in college, but it was very hard for him to interact with his parents because they were so straight edge.
Are they a family now, or they?
I think so. Yeah. When I was in college, he said that he came out, and I mean, they all knew. He obviously toned it down when he went home, but man, was he gay in college! Holy s. But I honestly feel bad for people in those situations. Again, not just because their family may not be supportive, but you're so confused at that age, anyways. Like, adolescence or puberty for me was a horrible experience. I imagine it's never good for anybody. It's obviously worse for some than others, but you just feel awkward. You don't know what's going on. You you think you're a kid, but you don't really look like one anymore. That was what I had a big issue with, because I developed very early, and I still wanted to, like, play with Barbies and stuff, but I was, like, way developed. I know I don't have big breasts now, but, I mean, I had, like, some Hooters when I was in fifth grade. They were the same size they are now. So I always felt like, oh, I can't play with Barbies and dolls anymore. My parents were like, yes, you can. Like, why are you – it doesn't matter. And I was like, yeah, it does matter. I was a mess. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Woo!
What's up, man? Chris?
Ah, another wonderful night, you know. I gotta chime in real quick, man. When I was younger, I used to walk around in my mom's heels.
You're gay.
Oh, listen, shame, man. Now that I'm older and everything's
you
kind
still
of,
do it.
Now he wears her underwear.
Every weekend, girlfriend, I strap on my wife's panties and heels, and I walk around.
What was the appeal? No. Was it just that you thought it was, like, funny, or was it?
In my eyes, I just thought it was funny because her being a real estate agent, always wearing, you know, dresses and heels, having to look nice for clients, this and that.
Right.
And there's something about, I don't know what it is, man, but you women in those heels, I don't know how the hell you guys can walk around in them things all day, man.
A lot of people can't.
Oh, my God. I was doing it for literally just a couple minutes at a time.
Yeah, it's so bad for you, too. Yeah, it's horrible for your feet. It's horrible for your legs. It, like, actually shortens the back of your calf muscle, but it makes your legs look phenomenal,
amazing.
And that's why we do it.
I have such an appreciation. I know it must be hell on earth with the heels for the ladies, but if you just do it like 3 days a week, that would be all right. That's all. That's
three
all.
Days
three
a
days
week?
3 days a week. That's it.
Oh,
four
hell.
4 days a week or flats.
For, all we want to see is a little leg, Anna, you know?
Yeah.
Wear some heels every once in a while.
I do.
Shorten up them calf muscles.
Okay.
And maybe you pick up your run time a little bit. Who knows?
It's rude.
You get a faster twitch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It's some science behind it, Anna.
Nice pencil skirt and a pair of heels. Holy moly.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Nice
it's
blouse.
It's a sexy look, but it's painful. It's very, very painful.
I know. I know.
Now, here's the other question real quick, Anna. How tall are you?
5'3", more or less.
Okay. Yeah. My chick, man, she's 5'2", maybe 5'3", on a good day.
Yeah.
And when she puts on heels, even though they're only a couple inches, man, it's a completely different person. I'm looking at her like, who the hell are you?
Yeah, in a good way, I would hope, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, though. But it's just like, listen, I'm used to staring over the top of your head.
Right.
And then you put on, say, like 2-inch heels or pumps or whatever you ladies want to call them.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird, man.
No, but it makes your legs look amazing. And for me, like, I really like wearing them. I don't ever really do, but I mean, if there's an opportunity, like even on Sunday when it was your birthday and stuff, I went to brunch. I could have just worn flip-flops to go to brunch with JoJo.
Yeah.
But I was feeling it.
And
I was feeling it.
And I even complimented you because I was like, wow, you look cute today.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I know.
And it was
you
probably
were shocked.
The heels.
You were shocked.
Yeah,
no, it definitely was. And I have, like, even though I'm short, like, I'm like, my torso is like just like a little midget, but I have like longer legs, like a spider. So yeah, it definitely complements my figure. So I definitely like wearing them.
Yeah.
There you go, girl. You know what, Anna? Woo! You do you, girl. You do you.
I'm snapping right now.
As long as it makes you feel good about being you and being yourself,
yeah.
Who cares if your calf muscles shrink by an inch and a half? Okay?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm looking good.
It doesn't matter. It's all about looking good, baby. You know why? Because this is America, goddammit.
I love your Howard Dean screen. It's awesome.
I love you, and I hope your heel-wearing days are good for you. I hope they treat you right, and I hope you don't break a heel, because from what I see, that's a big problem with you ladies.
Yeah,
I've seen that as well. Well, I'd rather have someone break a heel than an ankle, because I've seen both happen. When drunk, like 21-year-olds, they got that baby giraffe thing, and they're like, you could see them almost twisting their ankle every step. That's very, very, it's cringeworthy, but also I'm not going to look away.
Yeah, no doubt.
I get you. It is what it is, you know? I love you guys.
I love you, Chris. Have a good night, man. We love you.
Have a good night.
Later, dude.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
Oh, there it is. No. I was waiting for some big finale.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right.
Chris. Yeah, good tip, though, for ladies. If you want to pick up a guy, just put a pair of heels on and a dress. That's it.
It's definitely not going to hurt. Not going to hurt the situation.
It can only help.
I want to hear from ladies if you like well-manicured men, kind of the metrosexual look. I know a lot of women like a guy that can dress really well and, you know, looks really smart in a suit and stuff like that, or has a very stylish haircut. I'm actually a bit put off by it. Let me tell you why. Yeah. Even though objectively I can look at that person and be like, okay, they can clearly put together an outfit and they look great, you know, I know that they, like them and me, we will have nothing in common. I can just tell.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they're putting that much effort into fashion and they're the boy and I clearly don't put any effort into fashion, that's not an interest of mine, I just feel like we're not going to have the same values, and that they will think that me, the way that I dress, the way that I look like a hobo every day, will be very off-putting to them. So I preemptively am turned off by their attractiveness.
I mean, not necessarily, because everybody's got their own thing. Like, some people have a type. So maybe if a guy is into a more athletic woman,
mm-hmm.
they won't mind you wearing, you know, sweatpants or whatever, you know? Not every guy is into the... I have a wide range that
you have,
I go
that
from.
Means you have no standards, but okay, it's, go ahead.
Basically, but I have a wide range. So, like I said, I love a pencil skirt and heels and a nice blouse. Holy moly, a sundress is uh-huh. great. But I, you know, I dress comfortably, so I don't mind yoga pants. Holy moly,
yeah,
way up there.
Yeah,
those are great. Love those. But you can wear sneaks and stuff. That won't really bother me. But so I mean, it just depends what the person's into. You know?
I know, but if they're presenting themselves in a way where they dress like that every day, and maybe the job calls for it, but a lot of times guys just like dressing up. There's a lot of guys that like fashion, and I feel like these days that's not really considered super gay anymore. I think women almost prefer it, I would say. They like maybe clean shaven, put together, well manicured, has a nice haircut. That's just not really for me. I like more of a kind of a rough and tumble kind of look, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting how, like, you know, again, it's just types, but, you know, husky dudes with nice beards do really well.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy across the street that lives with his girlfriend, and she is a 10. And he's probably, in my eyes, I don't know, a 5, but he's a manly man.
Is he kind of chubby?
Chubby guy. Big old beard.
And she's a 10? Are you rounding up?
I'm definitely rounding up because 10s don't exist. But she is way too attractive for him. That's for sure.
Is he,
but that's just her type.
He must have a lot of charisma then.
I don't
money?
Know. I've never even met him. Oh. No, he drives a Land Cruiser, like a 2000
okay.
Land Cruiser.
So he's super funny and is
I don't think
secretly
that,
loaded.
Maybe,
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like there's always a reason for things like that. When you see such a discrepancy, I feel like he's got to be either packing it downstairs or has a lot of money or well-connected. I feel like there's got to be some redeeming quality.
Even if you're packing downstairs, you still have to get to that point where she wants to see it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So you mm-hmm. have to have something else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, you know, chicks aren't interested in just, hey, check this out.
Yeah, freaking gay stuff. Where else you get the coolest gay stuff in town? Other than right here on the Homemade Broadcast. Thanks for tuning in to the Homemade Broadcast this week. I certainly do appreciate it. I hope that you enjoyed yourself. I hope that you had a fun time. But I think it's might be time to be hitting the road for the week. You can always get a hold of me at hmbradio.com or 813-693-2124. At Twitter and Instagram at home_made_man. Other than that, that's probably about it. Otherwise, I'll talk to you next week on the Homemade Broadcast, heard on RadioSaintPete.com right now. And if you're listening over there, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. And if you're listening on podcast, thanks a bunch. Please subscribe, rate, tell a friend. It really helps me out. And I can't thank you enough. It's always nice to talk to you. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. Have a great week. See you later.
From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.